call a meeting of the finance committee together. Let's see, we have roll call, everybody's here. Any public comments, tonight is not on the agenda today.
Are you voting on items on the agenda? Yes.
You're not on the agenda, so please step up.
My name is Randy LaForge, and I've been before you before. And I'm representing the pickleball players in Discovery Bay. And since we last met, it's been over a year, I think, when you approved that we could convert that remaining tennis court in Cornell Park to four pickleball courts, which we desperately need, with the agreement that we could fundraise. So we have been fundraising. We established a 501c3. We find that fundraising is not as easy as one might think. So I guess we could say we've raised about $15,000. To just do the courts, we need about $40,000. We also had plans to maybe expand and make the picnic area better and all that, which would take another maybe $40,000. So my request today, I'm here before you because I know you're talking about funds and how to disperse them, and we're just hoping that if there is funds left over from the pool, I'm expecting they're not going to leave it as it is, that some of it could be spent towards the pickleball courts. Thank you.
Thank
I have
you.
A few of my other players here today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Yes, please.
I was here about the pool, and I just would like to have a little more information about how the pool is going to support the community center. If that's on a site, maybe direct me to it. That I've looked on the internet, it's like $4.4 million to have a pool, so I guess if they're going to build you a pool for a lot less, I guess that's a great deal. But most cities cannot support a pool. We are not a city, which I guess you guys have published, so we're a town. So, I guess it's a great idea. Pardon?
We're neither a town nor a city.
We're neither a town nor a city. Oh, really? Okay. So, I live in the community, I love the community, I want the best for the community to help the pool. So, I've used this pool for many, many years before, and I'm surprised that there's nobody really at this pool. So, this is a water community. So, it's a nice idea. I think I've told you before, I come before you, that my son has been involved in swimming clubs and suits for the water pit, the pools. So, I'm hoping that you will involve the whole community, not just 300 kids on a swim team, because ultimately that will bring in people for businesses. We don't really have the businesses. I'd like to have a perspective of having thought through the safety of what you're going to have supervision, the cost for that year-round, to have a competitive swim team has to be year-round, the cost for the heating for a pool for year-round, when you're not going to have year-round money coming in from swim meets. And so I would like that to be on the site, and that we could be directed to see that you have thought through that business plan to do this big venture. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk about that on item. Any other public comment? Okay, moving on, draft minutes. Okay.
I move that we approve.
Okay, move second and approve. Those presentations, discussion items, discussion regarding community center pool.
Yes, we were asked at the last special finance committee meeting to come back with three things. One was what would it cost to fill the hole? Two, what would payments look like if we were to borrow the money from wastewater and extend that time period over 5, 7, 10 years? And the third issue is if we were to borrow money from wastewater, would we have to pay interest back to wastewater on the loan? I'll deal with the third, and I'll let Dina deal with the first two. The third is that we get no interest on the money that's in wastewater, and the consensus of the auditors and general common sense says you would not have to pay them interest for that money. However, we have not got a final from legal on that. So that's the answer to that. And then I'll turn it over to Dina for the other two items.
All right, so the scenarios before you are the ones that we were requested to bring back. And so we'll walk through them one by one. Scenario one was continue with community center pool refurbishment. It's the refurbish the pool. It's the project's cost plus 15% contingency. We have paid to date $92,000. The balance would be then $168,000, which would be paid from the community center account, leaving a balance of $163,000 in the Hoffman funds untouched.
Or you could reverse that.
Right, you could.
So if, just to finish the existing pool.
Yes.
That's a $260,000 project.
Yes, it is.
And that is the current contract that we have. So if they were to resume, there could be additional costs.
There possibly could be, just because of the delay and if any
picking
conditions
up
changed out there. Yes. So okay. So this is just an estimate what we think it's going to, what they're going to come back with.
Okay.
They might not change anything. They might. So okay.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to scenario two, it's build the new pool. And we're going to continue with option number three. And we can finance this multiple ways. We can finance it with the Hoffman loan to pay off a wastewater loan, but we're going to possibly borrow the money from wastewater. And these options are a 5-year, a 7-year, and a 10-year payback. Okay? So we're going to build a new pool for almost $4 million, utilize the Hoffman upfront funds, and the first installment payment of total of $820,000, leaving a pool balance of $570,000. Okay. The next would be then to borrow those funds from wastewater. After we borrow those funds from wastewater, you possibly use the Hoffman funds to repay that wastewater fund. After the repayment is done, we would still have a balance of about $45,000, which we could utilize the community center account for. Okay. I presented these scenarios with 0% interest to show you the payments for the payback at a 5, 7, and 10-year payback. If you'd like me to add in interest, I brought my computer so you can see the estimates there. Okay.
But if we paid the interest, that would be paying ourselves the interest?
Yeah.
We were paying ourselves the interest, that's correct.
And right now, the invested funds are earning something less than 1%.
They're not. We don't have anything invested with the county right now. And so therefore, I call them, we're not earning anything on those funds that we have sitting at the bank there. We don't earn any interest on our money that's at the community center, the ECC bank account either. The only thing we earn interest on is a CD, and we wouldn't be taking money out of that. Okay?
So no matter which, assuming that we consider funding the aquatic center on option three,
yes,
whether it's 5, 7, or 10 years, it doesn't. The only thing it would do would keep
the annual payment a little bit lower, but extending it out.
Basically free money for longer years.
It would be. Yeah. And it would keep your cash flow a little bit
flowing.
So your cash flow would be flowing a little more depending on
your
revenues coming in.
So the cash flow is better.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be for the community center.
That's correct.
And then the use of the money from the wastewater fund in terms of projects that are upcoming for wastewater, are we still in a reasonably healthy financial position for wastewater?
We are.
Okay.
We are.
So that would have been my question. What's the exposure with the known projects we have coming up in the next couple of years?
So the known exposure is we would only be borrowing about $600,000 roughly, right? D-Night, we almost have D-Night paid for depending on how we build it. Okay, so if we build it one way and it's roughly about $3 million, we have the funds to pay for that and then some. If it's going to be $10 million, we would still have needed to borrow anyways. So we would still have to go out for a borrowing of private bank or a bond or some way. So it just depends on DNA and which way we're going to build it, and I know that engineering is working on that.
Okay. And we're still a couple of months away from the decision from there's
that's correct.
Testing
yes.
and analysis.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions for Sarah?
Not yet.
Anything else?
Yeah. The next scenario.
Any public comment?
On the funds that you are sitting on in the wastewater or the water, is there any particular reason that there has been no attempt to try and get them to earn 1, 2, 3%?
Yeah, so we did have our money invested at the county, and they charge us for everything transaction they do. So the money that we were earning was actually so much less than what they were charging us to do the investment for us.
Charging you more?
Yes.
They charge you more to manage
the money.
Yes. So we ended up pouring it out and leaving it cash because we were losing money rather than earning money.
There's some other options out there.
I think there's some CDs that can be purchased.
Yeah.
There's some CDs. There's some mobile agency investment fund. There's a pool investment fund with the state that we can look at. But again, it's you got to balance out the cost versus the benefit. And right now, it's what the interest rates are now. They're not very much. And if you're paying people to manage, not very, because we're very limited in what we can invest in.
Well,
other funds are
not essential.
There's other than a CD, there's not much that we can invest in.
But
it keeps the earnings down substantially.
Still better than absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So that's a topic for
another discussion.
Yes.
Shall I move on to the next scenario?
Yes.
Okay, scenario number 3. This is a new scenario, and I came back with the backfill of the pool with dirt. So we're estimating that the cost would be about $121,000. So we'll backfill the pool would be about $121,000. We would utilize the community center account funds to do that, leaving a balance of $211,000. And the Hoffman funds would be untouched. Or we could utilize the Hoffman funds, leaving a balance of $820,000, and leave the community account balance of $331,000. So there's different scenarios you can do there to pay for that.
Sure.
But we're estimating it to be about $121,000 to fill that with dirt. Have to.
And
yes.
Just turn it into open space.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay,
so those are these 3 scenarios. Do you have any other questions regarding those scenarios, or would you like me to show you an interest rate option?
Well, before we do an interest rate option, I'd sort of like to hear from Lisa about what their conclusions might be.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know that soon as I find out.
But regardless of that, I don't think it changes the.
It doesn't.
If we're talking 1 or something in that range, 1%, it doesn't affect. The calculation is a substantial amount. Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Questions?
No, I don't see any advantage one way or the other between 5, 7, or 10 years. Was there any more discussion on that? It's what you want to pay on a monthly basis and the kind of rent for which you want to pay.
Yes.
And the concern I would have is if we pick the 10 years and then we had an exposure, or to the 3 years or 5 years and had an exposure with the wastewater. So I think that takes that out.
So I guess what staff is looking for
is
what to bring back to the board.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And from Park and Rec Committee, they're saying that if we proceed with a particular pool, new pool, that pool should be option number 3 because that allows for the greatest amount of opportunity for programming and cost recovery. What we're looking for from the Finance Committee is you're free to make a recommendation on one of these options, or if you're going to say, if we were to go with a new pool, which financing option would you like to go with? And then we would be, the options that we would be delivering to the board would ultimately be, board, we can fill it with dirt, this is what it's going to cost you. You can continue with the refurbishment of the pool, and this is what's going to, it'll be under the current contract, probably with a little more. We've added 50% on top of that. And then lastly, if you go with building a new pool, park recommendation that you go with pool three, you're free to make any choice you want. And finance committee's recommendation is if you go with that, this is how you should finance.
Okay, so I hope that's clear to everybody. So thank everybody for coming. This is an important event, I think, in the town. It is not the committee, this committee is not the one that decides whether we do or don't do the pool. That's the 5-member committee coming up, and that's a goddamn just amplifying what you just said. So all we're doing is passing on a recommendation today. So I can throw up, I'm not in favor at all of putting a variant in that thing. It is one of the recommendations, but it's one that we should look at. And for the cost, I don't think it benefits the community in the least. I think refurbishing the pool the way it is today is a viable option, but not one that I would look at doing. I think we're at a crossroads, I've said that before. And my recommendation would be to take option two. And so let's move that forward into the board for consideration.
Yeah, I think this is not only a pool, it's an aquatic center for the town. And it's going to be more than just a hole in the ground with water. We're going to refurbish the restrooms. We're going to have a better deck area out there. A lot more use available to the community. So I'd like to see this move forward to the board. They can look at the three options. My perspective is to move ahead with option three. I'd like to see it over the 10-year and give us the flexibility, cash flow-wise. I also think with the investment we're making here, I think we can take care of the pickleball people as well. It's not compared to the $40,000, might be looking at that compared to the $1 million for the aquatic center. Flexibility there to take care of that matter as well. So, is that clear? So the do nothing, the refurbish the existing pool, or proceed with option three, 10-year financing.
We'll say that's the recommendation of the board.
I would take my
you
three.
Say option three.
Scenario two.
Yeah, but on the record, you want to make sure you said it right.
Yes, option two.
And the committee's recommendation is to go with the 10-year so that we can keep
the financial flexibility.
Financial flexibility. Okay.
If you go the 10-year, you can always pay it off.
That's right. Hopefully, you can open it.
Okay.
Do you need anything else from us on that item? Let's see, any future agenda items?
I would like to take a look at the next one, solar. We can talk about that next week.
Solar, also where we would timing in terms of rate study.
No point.
And then just you know what we think that the timing would be, not the passive canal, but I know we'll probably talk about it in the budget as well. We've got some budget meetings coming up here sometimes.
Yes, you can expect to see some budget items coming your way,
okay.
Both to you and to the board.
Yeah, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And there was one other item that's escaping me at this moment that I think you put the investment issue out sometime in the future when we get through the budget.
Right.
And just a question for everyone here. This item will be is the recommendation of the Finance Committee. At what point do you feel it will be into the board?
I would like to get it to the board April 3rd, at the April 3rd regular board meeting. So I'll be working on staff reports and trying to put everything in a concise way, but still be informative.
Got all week.
I've got a whole week. Nothing else going on.